John Kerry is in Las Vegas this morning after a long day of campaign stops in Arizona. Yesterday, the Democratic presidential nominee finished a whistle-stop tour with stops at the Grand Canyon and in the conservative community of Kingman, Arizona. NPR's Andrea Seabrook is traveling with the Kerry campaign.
After days of clattering along train tracks, John Kerry zipped up to the Grand Canyon by helicopter. His flight took a detour on the way to get a look at a small forest fire and some craters. And that conveniently gave photographers and reporters a head start to the landing site, where the campaign had planned fresh action shots of the candidate. Turns out most of the still photographers were unimpressed by the pictures they got. Kerry's helicopter landed on a nondescript helipad 2.5 miles away from the Grand Canyon. The campaign was careful to keep the candidate's chopper well away from the canyon so as not to anger conservationists who say helicopter tours disrupt its natural ecosystem. Instead, Kerry took a motorcade to the canyon rim for a short hike and a picturesque backdrop for a political point.
Regrettably, today, the National Park System is under stress. And part of the reason it's under stress is it's underfunded by some $600 million. Some facilities have been forced to even curtail their availability to the public. I believe that this should always be available to the American people.
Kerry said if elected, he would devote another $600 million to the national parks to try to take care of their massive maintenance backlog and work toward more preservation. He said the money would come in part from tax revenue. Kerry intends to increase taxes on upper-income households to pre-Bush administration levels. But once the message of the day was dispensed with, the questioning quickly turned to a different desert landscape, half a world away in Iraq. In an interview with Morning Edition late last week, Kerry said he would like to reduce the number of U.S. troops there significantly and do it within a year. That seemed to be a shift from earlier statements in which he'd suggested he may even increase troop strength in Iraq. He was asked to clarify.
What I've said is if the commanders ask for it, then you'd have to respond to what the commanders ask for. But my goal is to get our troops reduced in number. And I believe if you do the statesmanship properly, I believe if you do the kind of alliance building that is available to us, that it is appropriate to have a goal of reducing our troops over that period of time. Obviously, we have to see how events unfold.
Kerry said much would depend on whether the fledgling Iraqi government manages to hold free and fair elections next January as planned, and on progress in training Iraq's own security forces. Several hours after he spoke, one of Kerry's aides gathered the press to clarify these remarks, placing emphasis on the idea that these are goals Kerry has, not a plan. Reporters also asked whether Kerry would respond to a challenge from Mr. Bush. Last week, the president dared Kerry to answer one question with a simple yes or no. Knowing all he knows now, would he have voted to authorize the Iraq war?
I'm ready to any challenge, and I'll answer directly. Yes, I would have voted for the authority. I believe it was the right authority for a president to have. But I would have used that authority, as I have said throughout this campaign, effectively. I would have done this very differently from the way President Bush has.
Kerry did not say exactly how he would have executed the Iraq war differently. He did issue several counter-challenges to President Bush, though. Among them, to answer the question of why, in Kerry's words, he rushed to war without a plan to win the peace. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, traveling with the Kerry campaign in Kingman, Arizona.